to me, I be work, 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 work. You see me?
The fuck's going on here?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely. I knew you were talking, you're tough and you're taking those punches.
Productions. Making woman gestures like, oh.
Let's go, champ.
It's the champ. Keep saying it, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. We are back with the rumor mill, but maybe some slight facts. I don't know. Eddie Hearn's indicating what could be. Is this the future for U.S. boxing fans and fans of Deontay Wilder, the Bronze Bomber? Is he headed towards pay-per-view?
Bomb Squad!
We will discuss the possibility of Anthony Joshua and Eddie Hearn forcing the hand of Showtime and Deontay Wilder in order to raise the profile to combat the negotiation power of Anthony Joshua and Eddie Hearn. This is what we're going to be discussing. You can join us by tuning into youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. You can also subscribe to hit that notification button to get the notification whenever we do go live, because this is our third show of the day. We are working. Hashtag TBV Podcast, wherever they are found. Let me head on out to my co-hosts, hailing from all around the globe. Starting with
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
BJ was gonna beat me, then yeah, you could think it's gonna be. He got
BoxingWiz.com.
Why isn't Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, yes, welcome back, everybody. Deontay Wilder, pay per view star. Well, he's pulling in those big numbers over on Showtime. So, is it time? You know, we've heard the Brazil fight being thrown about. Maybe that's not a pay-per-view one, but would a rematch with Luis Ortiz do it? Let's find out, talk about it, and see what everybody thinks.
I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion that's ever been. There's no one to stop me.
Legend
of the Conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My deception is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up!
Yeah, we back. We at it again. We all day, every day. And we coming to you right now with Wilder being that future that I pretty much knew that eventually he was going to be here, and he should have been already. A pay-per-view star. The numbers don't lie. Let's get into it. 1.1, 1.2 million views maxed out when he put the King Kong down.
I speak it. Believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it.
Window skimp, two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss, two to stand over. Red runner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
Yo, 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 yo. We back. We back. And we trying to get the people what they want. More boxing. Can Wilder become a pay-per-view star in the U.S.? Does he have enough backing and pushing by the U.S. public? We will find out. We will find out.
Well, let's get right into it. Obviously, we were all expecting the negotiations not to fall apart and for Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua to be announcing their fight. But today's announcement was Anthony Joshua and Alexander Povetkin. So we move on from that. And we're here to kind of lay out a blueprint. How does it happen? But there is We're getting this from somewhere, so let's play the audio.
And goes back to fighting for a couple of million dollars against Brazil or maybe a rematch of Ortiz. But watch what happens now. Don't be surprised if they try and trick the public with one of those pay-per-views which we talked about earlier for $70, $100, even with Brazil or with Ortiz, because you've got a guy in Deontay Wilder now who has to question the people that are looking at, why is this guy in England making all this money for his fights? And I'm over here making $2-2.5 million, $3 million a fight.
So that's the audio. And Eddie Hearn has a point. We haven't heard any announcements from Wilder. And all we do hear is something big, something big. I can't talk about it. I mean, we know Brazil's not big. And even, you know, to us, Ortiz isn't that big.
Tyson Fury's big, Ness. Is that the
Tyson Fury is busy for August 18th, still has another fight that he wants on his, you know, verbal contract in coming back. He wanted three stiffies, you know. He didn't want to have to use the blicky to fight those guys. So, you know, listen, the rumored Luis Ortiz pay-per-view is something that's always been there. Plus the numbers, the viewership numbers for this fight were insane. You know what I mean? Wilder averaged a very high viewership at 1.1, and then he peaked at 1.2. You know, and no, that doesn't necessarily translate to buys, but there shows an indication that there was interest. Not to mention, because we got, you know, hater listeners and callers that call in and try to discredit this guy. Now, at the same time, this fight was taking place. Remember that Saturday night, Sergey Kovalev was also on HBO, who is more synonymous with boxing, has a bigger boxing demographic, and just about anybody could get a million on there. Sergey versus Mililenko, who no one fucking knows, still did 674,000 while Wilder was there. So imagine if that fight wasn't airing. Oh, I'm not done, Mike. I'm not done, because guess what? UFC fucking C was also on. Mike also had, you know, UFC 222. Mm-hmm. And even he was cage side, but he tweeted a picture himself in hashtag Wilder Ortiz. So, you know, obviously he wanted to be paying attention to what was going on in the boxing world.
There was one more event that night, too. The Brooklyn Nets had a basketball game that night. And I know it's not really talked about because it's not dealing with fighting. But there was also a crowd at the Brooklyn Nets game. So I'm just, I mean, was it the Brooklyn Nets?
Or I don't know, Mike. That sounds wrong, because the Brooklyn.
No. It was the New York Knicks. I'm sorry, the Knicks.
Okay, I was about to say, because the Barclays is where the Nets play. Quick shout out from the Super Chat. Texan C says, Dooms, if Wilder Ortiz less than 100K views, TBV has to give me my 10
pounds back.
Yo, listen. We were talking about that earlier, about Mayweather and Berto doing 560,000 buys and how that was good. If Wilder Ortiz could do 560,000 buys, dude, that is fucking amazing numbers. Amazing numbers, okay? And it would be setting a precedent. It would be definitely be a hardball, curveball in the negotiations, because Joshua or any other heavyweight other than Vladimir Klitschko really doesn't have any credibility in the United States in terms of pay-per-view buys or sales.
But what would the price point be for the for a hypothetical Wilder versus Ortiz or Wilder versus Brazil? I can't see the American public paying $70 to $100.
The price, we need to decide amongst us, the panelists, if Ortiz defeating Joe Hanks, is it? No, he's changed. He's Razvan Kajanu. Is that enough to catapult him into a pay-per-view?
I don't think it matters what Ortiz, obviously he's got to win, but I don't think that opponent matters. I think as long as people remember that seventh round with Wilder was borderline, that was it. Wilder's lost, oh shit, but no. And what, you know, come away with it, Wilder's got credit for the win. Finally, you know, the 39 bums before that, or whatever you want to call it, he's actually stepped up and got a legitimate win in a lot of people's eyes. So providing Ortiz wins and goes into it, I can see that being, I think the only person outside of Joshua that he can probably do a pay-per-view with right now. I don't know that Brazil is going to demand that that attention so much. I think there's a kind of a stigma attached to Brazil as far as what kind of dance partner he is. But I personally think they missed a trick the first time around with the Ortiz fight. I know there was a bit of with the blood pressure tablets and things like that put maybe a little shadow over it. But I think that was Wilder's chance, because at some point someone's got to become a pay-per-view star, or they've got to try and do a pay-per-view. Oh, look, Crawford done it, yeah, and it didn't come off great. But Wilder's doing insane numbers on Showtime. He's their leading guy. It was 1.1 for that fight. I think the rematch was like 800,000, and we know that just finished within a round. And I think the fight before that was like 1.1 as well, over a million. So There's attention on Wilder, whether, you know, the UK people are like, you know, but why? He's just fighting buns. But this guy's pulling in numbers over there. And I'd like to think that a good percentage of that would cross over and pay a pay-per-view to watch him. I think there's a growing feeling behind Wilder over there.
And if you're Showtime, you got to make sure that next week when Luis Ortiz is going to fight on the Mikey undercard, you put that Wilder versus Ortiz fight on all your social media platforms, your YouTube, your Facebook, and you make sure you fucking run that shit. You fucking run it. And you make people remember what Ortiz was like in that fight. And after that fight is over with, whenever Wilder has a fight, you run it back again and make sure the people know what happened during that fight. But Doomy, I see you want to say something, so go ahead, hop in.
No, I'm just I'm just trying to see who that dance partner is still. This whole time I'm just thinking like something big.
Well, listen, we're basing it off Eddie Hearn and his hunch that it's gonna be Ortiz, because, you know, us trying to be, I don't know, hypothetical about the situation, it'll never work. Frank Warren and Shelley Finkel have been talking, but if that's going to happen, it's definitely after Fury's fight the 18th. Like, that's still a month away. I think it's super premature to be talking about Tyson Fury and Wilder at this moment. Now, I'll tell you this. But, I mean, it's already confirmed because Finkel said they're already talking. But I had, you know, the day we did that Wilder-Fury show, I texted him. And he said that they sent them a contract. You know what I mean? So it's up to them, you know, to see what's up.
Something.
Yeah, I don't know when that was talked about to happen. Like you're saying, there's he's tied up till middle of August. And then how long will he need before, you know, after that? So are we going to see Wilder, like, not fighting from when was Ortiz? March?
Yeah, March. Something like that.
And then what, maybe end of November, December for his next fight? I mean, that's another longish layoff, and he needs to capitalize on this because his numbers are growing on his social media. I think, like I say, there's a bit of a swell of support for him in America. And
everything he does, like his sound bites, his IG, it's starting like to go like boxing viral now. Like, everybody knows about it. And going back to your point with Tyson Fury, I don't see Tyson Fury necessarily fighting Wilder after the August 18th date. I see him probably taking a fight in between there, which probably, in my opinion, would be David Price, and then he'll probably move up to Wilder, but that's just my speculation.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be 2018. I
mean, doing pay-per-view numbers with a guy like Brazil, I don't know how much that's I don't know how much people believe in that. I mean, I think a dance partner, Big Baby Miller. I think Big Baby Miller has a lot more following, a lot of bigger following than Brazil. I mean, I'd see him doing some good numbers with Big Baby Miller at the Barclay, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think you were doing the morning show, and I kind of threw out that, you know, that Big Baby Miller had walked away from the potential mandatory spot because he didn't want to go to Bulgaria. And that Wilder was talking about, you know, something big, you know, doesn't come much bigger than Big Baby, right? So, you know, they've obviously got, they've got a bit of history back there, you know, and that could sell. That could sell. But to me, yeah, you've thrown that one in there, and I agree now. So to me, you're either looking at the Ortiz rematch, where that's fresh in people's mind of what went down, and you know it was a bit of a shaky time for Wilder, but he came through it and impressed and whatever. And Big Baby Miller, you know, I think that could be another one. But when you're talking Brazil to make your pay-per-view debut, I'm not sold on that one. If I was an American, I would probably pay to watch Wilder versus one of the other two guys, but I'm not sure I'd be looking for a Brazil fight on pay-per-view. But you guys know obviously the numbers, but has it ever really shifted on like what the price plan is for pay-per-views? I know some are 100 and they're like maybe, you know, the Mayweather or something.
Well, the super fights have always been that much. I mean, regularly,
but the $69.99,
they're $60.
I do remember.
I'm really jealous of England in London. I really am. You know, I don't even know how that. I don't even know how we bring that down. I mean, I'm pretty sure that like if it was a little less, more people would buy, and I don't know if they would make more money or less. I don't know, but
the way you bring it down, Doomy, is you got to cut the cable company out. You got to do like one of your streaming sites, and that's why all these platforms are going to like streaming now.
So where the hell do they stream a Wilder Big Baby Miller? Do they stream that or do they pay-per-view it? Because right now we're talking about
pay-per-view. I mean, I like that as a pay-per-view. I swear I do. It's not – it's premature. It's ripe. It's not ready. But I've been saying for many shows, Wilder needs to steal these opponents before it's too late. Because let me tell you, Big Baby Anthony Joshua is a pay-per-view. They will do Big Baby Anthony Joshua in the Barclays Center on pay-per-view. It'll be straight to DAZN, and you're paying the $20, the $9, the $10, whatever it's going to be.
We did hear Eddie Hearn say that if Dillian White wins against Parker, that he would try to make the Wilder fight again. But if he couldn't, then he'll just do Joshua versus White too.
He was saying that if they don't hear, once Joshua's fought, so like after September 22nd, they're going to have to start looking at their next opponent if it's not going to be Wilder. But we're obviously over in the UK, we're paying to watch Joshua no matter what it is, whoever the darts partner is, because that's just the stage in, that he's got to. We're paying to watch Joshua fights every time now, pay-per-view. So, but going back to this is, you know, I don't want to get into the Wilder Joshua things. I just want it to be, we're trying to build, are we building Wilder? So, but to a point, connecting it with this negotiations, what Eddie Hearn saying, don't be surprised if they try to fool you. I mean, I don't see it like that. If Wilder can come through this and become a pay-per-view star and do, I don't know, 600,000 buys or something.
I think 600,000 is a little...
Well, okay. Maybe it's reaching a little bit, but what I'm saying is he comes away with what is deemed as a pretty successful pay-per-view. Suddenly, Wilder's stock has risen, and now his argument of we're not paying him anymore because we're going to fight Povetkin, and our stock is going to go and soar up, and then Wilder's is going to go down, and he was doing all that shit on the thing. I don't see how it is. Suddenly, he's done a pay-per-view, and he's done X amount of buys, and I think that's risen his value in the Joshua fight to some degree. So,
and I do believe that 600,000 is a reasonable goal, Ness. I know you said
that's cool. So listen, wait a minute. Let me just give you some numbers, and this is off top here. Marquez versus Bradley,
not a heavyweight.
Bradley was multiple
not a heavyweight
champion. He had already fucking fought and beat Pacquiao, whether you thought he did or didn't. Marquez was already a Hall of Famer. He's already a Mexican legend. That shit did like 225.
None of them motherfuckers carry a motherfucking assault rifle on their shoulder.
Don't matter. Not, yo,
it shit do matter.
All right. Baby Bull Marquez. Two Mexicans in Texas, which merited a rematch. Still stood at 200 and something thousand.
Not a heavyweight, though, man. People are gravitated towards heavyweights.
Versus Lemieux, 160, 170, 150, whatever you want to give them, 190. It don't even matter.
What numbers were these guys doing off pay-per-view?
Give me heavyweight numbers, Ness. Give me heavyweight numbers.
Triple G, Rob. Triple G was doing a consistent million. Those numbers that Wilder's doing.
Yeah, you know, the Marquez's and stuff you were saying.
Well, Marquez depends, right? I mean, I really can't think back that far, to be honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you guys have always – have you always known, like, viewership numbers? Have you always had this information?
I mean, not always, bro, not always. I mean, fuck, Twitter was – brand new a couple years ago, so like,
and one big thing you're missing this one big thing you're missing is those guys maybe speak English, but they don't speak it how Wilder and Big Baby would speak it. The trash talk, the build up would be totally different, and that probably will equal out to more sales.
I get you, but I mean, name a heavyweight pay-per-view that wasn't Vladimir Klitschko in the last like 15 years.
Yeah, it ain't been one, so it's kind of hard to like
for you to say Wilder's gonna come out of nowhere. Basically, he is coming since, like, there's been a gap in the American heavyweight scene since who was the last greatest, like Evander. He's the last one to hang it up because
Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield too. I think it was like almost 2 million pay per view buys.
No, but I mean like the last great to hang it up. To be done, because you know we still had like Evander still fighting out there, wilding out, clown fights and shit. James Toney jumping from middleweight trying to fight at heavyweight and going to UFC. But I'm talking about once they was done and retired, like we haven't had nobody been able to do the numbers that they do. Like, yo, Evander Holyfield, my God, they don't even make cruiserweights the way that he was. Like, to think that he was a cruiserweight first.
Yeah, man. He was
like, the only other guy that could be even talked about him in comparison is David Haye, but he doesn't stand next to him. He can't, like, David Haye was very accomplished at cruiserweight, but still is no Evander. Like, Evander was able to go up to heavyweight and really compete with David Haye went up to heavyweight and he did okay. I'm not going to shit on David. He did okay, but he was strategic. If anybody wants to say that Mayweather was strategic, man, was David Haye strategic, especially at David Haye, bro. I mean, excuse me, especially at heavyweight. But yeah, really quick from the super chat, Texan C. I mean, I need you guys' help because I have no clue who he's talking about. He says here, Ness, there is one promoter out there who can make Wilder Miller pay-per-view. You get his name right, I double this super chat.
Who is the mystery promoter?
Let's be real.
Only
Eddie Hearn. Like, who
Eddie
else?
Eddie Hearn or fucking Bob Arum. That's
who
it.
Who else is a promoter that's popping and doing pay-per-views? Bob Arum is not doing pay-per-views. He's straight to ESPN. Eddie Hearn is the only one still doing pay-per-views.
But what he's doing with ESPN, though, man, that shit is pretty impressive.
I mean, I'll see how good A, Regis Progress viewership was. B, what's his viewership the next fight going to be? And that lets you know, because we don't really know. It's not like these guys are fighting and then all of a sudden they're like, look, Teofimo has 14,000 followers. Check him today, Rob. Let's see.
Yeah, I'll go over.
But Regis, we got to look at Regis' next fight will be on the zone since he's going to be in that WBSS tournament.
And there you go. You see when I said yesterday, no man's land. You know what I mean? Like, many may think that Wilder should go to the DAZN and get the $5 million or do some sort of straight to DAZN pay-per-view with Dillian White and build the profile. But yeah, you're building it with your pockets, because how many people have this DAZN app? We just don't know yet. We don't know what the ship's going to be.
Just quickly, Teofimo has crossed over into 15,000 now.
Holy shit. That's 1,000 overnight. That works.
Yeah. So, you know, keep doing Fortnite dances and knocking people out. You're soon great. But so what would you say would be, you know, a decent, successful number for Wilder? Let's say it's Ortiz or Miller.
Based off my interviews with enough promoters, 225,000 is always a comfortable number. Now, we can just do the math. Usually I have other people do it, but I don't know. Do $80 times 225,000 buys.
Right. If we're doing 225 times 100, that's 2.25 million.
I don't know. I don't think we should go with 100. Wilder is not Floyd Mayweather. Mike, stop getting carried away.
He wanted the easy math.
All right, so what? Do it at an $80 mark?
Do it. The 80 is the HD, $79.95.
18 million.
There you go. See why it's not an issue for them? Now, according to Eddie Hearn, Wilder only gets $3 million. Okay. So if Wilder only gets $3 million, this is his first pay-per-view. You guarantee him $5 million. You give him a back end. And Ortiz only gets $1 million. You guarantee him $2.5 million. You give him a back end dollar. Everybody's happy with only 225,000 buys. You see, motherfuckers need to do some math. Mind you, half of that is still going to the networks, and you still covering Wilder's budget salary. And the promoter's taking money home. He's fucking singing and dancing off 225,000.
So for me, I mean, I don't know, but it just seems he's getting a, you know, a little bit of a wave of support or a ripple of support from you guys over there. And if he can average 1.1 million, I know it's free, or, you know, you're on your cable, but surely something close to half of those, or whatever, you know, maybe that's a little slightly high, but 40% of those are going to buy it.
Half is too much.
I'm just, you see what I'm saying? That if there's over 1 million people tuning in to watch him, and that, I think a good 40% would be, and like you say, if 225 is kind of the magic number, that anything above that, and we're, you know, proper happy.
Yo, then do the math on Canelo when he did what, 335,000 versus Liam in Texas, and they made like 40,000 seats.
And what was the price rate on that one?
$79, bro. You ain't getting no AG without $79.
$26,800,000.
And I'm gonna be honest here. We're probably off by $10 on the pay per view buy, because it's either $79.95 or $69.99.95, whatever, you know.
So yeah, it's either standard or HD.
Yeah. So like, numbers don't lie.
Got to take into account that Jerry Jones Stadium did 40,000 people, so the gate too. So
yeah, but some of those tickets was $10. I remember that.
Shit, that shit adds up.
I think they were even doing toys for tickets for that one. I believe. I swear to you.
Oh damn, for real?
Yeah, but that's still cool, man. You know, like toy drive and shit, some shit like that. I don't know, it was something like that. I believe.
Oh, damn, get to fight at fucking Jerry's World. I mean, Jerry's World is like one of the best stadium in the world. Like,
all right, everybody, get your final thought here and tell us, you know, your last little bit of how to get it done or what should be done, and let's go out to these callers.
Yeah, I think he should do a pay per view next, providing it's not Brazil. I don't think that's going to really do any great shakes or anything, but I believe he should have done it the first time with Ortiz. But I think it can only be a positive for Wilder to get this under his, you know, under his belt, and you know, a nice pay-per-view and some decent numbers next to it, because I think people over there are going to buy it. And go back to Eddie Hearn and say, look, let's revisit things. Look what I'm doing now over here. Look at my profile. It's risen like you wanted. Whether I've done it off the back of Joshua's name or whatever you want to think, I'm doing pay-per-view numbers now. So, you know, go get it, Deontay. That's what I say.
And shout out to Dennis JFT. Miss Colin, the new job has me busy, but TBV for life.
Yeah, he's from Tampa. Shout out to Dennis. He suffered a little small tragedy. All his cars went up in smoke, so send your prayers for him. You know what I mean? His garage caught on fire out there in Florida.
And my final thoughts are,
and we appreciate it.
My final thoughts are that Wilder should have probably been doing a pay-per-view like around this time to keep the buzz going. But if they can make it his next fight, being that it's not Brazil, which I agree with Rob that it shouldn't be. So Big Baby or Ortiz or something like that, or Tyson Fury next year would be a great fight for Wilder. But he's got to start doing something. He's got to start making his mark on pay-per-view so he can bring something to the table to negotiate with the AJ fight. But go ahead, Dumi.
Yeah, final thoughts on this. Kind of feel like, you know, my man Wilder's already a pay-per-view star. He's shown he can do the numbers. I'm just excited to see who's his next dance partner. And depending on who it is, he's known to show that he can bring those numbers high with a credible dance partner opponent. So can't wait to see who's next for Mr. Wilder. And yeah, I'll buy a pay-per-view for Wilder. I'm getting a knockout.
I don't think any of you guys even answered my earlier question about, are you okay with Wilder? Like, if this were to happen the way Eddie says, are you okay with Wilder going straight into an Ortiz fight as a pay-per-view with Ortiz coming off of a Razvan Kajanu tune-up only?
No, I did answer it, but you took a phone call. It's all good.
Yeah, me too.
What I said, Nez, was providing, obviously, Ortiz comes through that. I don't think. Do you mean it as in him? What is that doing for him as a dance partner to Wilder that he's had this fight? I just think, because providing Ortiz gets through it, people are going to remember that Wilder fight with Ortiz and the seventh round, and Wilder coming through adversity, looking like he was done, and then come back and done what he done. And like Mike said, replay that shit as much as you can over Showtime social media, on his own social media. Keep it fresh in people's minds. I think people will pay for it to watch it again.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you got to do something. You know, we've done dozens of shows, and I said, you know, get these opponents. You know, you get if you go ahead and you pull this trigger on this pay-per-view, you might as well send the contract to Big Baby. Have him waiting. Get him on contract for your next fight. Do not leave him available for Anthony Joshua to come to the U.S. He has to get on the hunt for his alleged 50-0.
Yeah, and like you're saying, Nez, I think how many times have we heard it this week, a week before, Eddie Hearn saying 21 fights, Dillian White, Joseph Parker. These are all O's that AJ's taken. Well, if Wilder can step in and take Gerald Miller's O, you know, that's, yeah, I've already done that, Anthony. Yeah, there's no great shakes. I've already beaten the guy. Oh, you're going to fight him next. Well, you know, he's my food. You know, I've already done that.
And that's exactly what you have to do, because, you know, a Wilder-Joseph Parker fight isn't as sexy. You know what's sexy? Dillian White, Joseph Parker, because right now we think they're on the same level. We don't think Dillian is on the level of a Wilder. We think Wilder and Anthony Joshua are on a platform all their own, and the other guys are on their own level. So, you know, he really needs to start attacking these people. And what's sad is that regardless of signing the fight, maybe Ortiz, and they're also sending a simultaneous contract to Big Baby to keep him in the cut, Joshua still has a big hometown fight with Dillian White if he could pull off the win with Joseph Parker. Those are my final thoughts. We're going to go out to the phone lines. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. We're getting everybody 1 minute. Another spontaneous show. I think the third episode of the day. Don't forget to subscribe right here to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Hit the notification bell to get the notifications every time we go live, because guess what? We are working. We're going out to Javier on Skype right after our sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Javier, what's going on, brother?
What's up? What's up? Hey, Ness, I got a question. So you said it's a little high to say he might get half. I said half before. I mean, what makes a pay-per-view star? What makes a pay-per-view star?
Man, I don't know, because we all thought Gennady was a star. Let's not even argue about that. We all thought he was a star. We seen him with the Apple commercials. We seen him all over the place. We thought he was a star, and his numbers didn't translate.
Okay, in America. We talking about in America, right? Okay, check the boxes. He can speak. He can speak. That's good. He has a mouthpiece. He has power. I mean, he's black. Sorry, but that brings eyes too. And he's also hated by people as well. So he has a lot of fans that like him, and he has a lot of fans that hate him. So
But most of his hate is international, and they don't that shit doesn't even equate to dollars. They don't pay for pay-per-views. They get it free on Box Nation.
People in America hate him too. I've seen it. People in America hate him as well.
Billy C.
So I'm saying, he checks a lot of the boxes that you need to have, motherfucker, to have a good, like, good viewership. He already get a million on Showtime. I mean, that's the second tier. According to you, that's the second tier of the premium channels. You say HBO is the bigger channel, which I mean, that's correct. So, I mean, basically, he checks all the boxes to be a good pay-per-view star.
I mean, listen, numbers don't lie. We're going to have to see them numbers. I'm one of the guys that thought Gennady was a star. I thought he was going to do well on pay-per-view. And look, eventually he did with the right dance partner.
There we go.
Right dance partner. So is Ortiz the right dance partner?
We already seen it, and we saw that it was a good fight. So, I mean, he's a decent dance partner.
Yeah, is it decent enough for you to pay when you see the outcome?
I'll be paying for it. I'm in Alabama. I know a lot of people that in Alabama will pay for it, and I'm definitely paying for it.
So who would you rather see Wilder up against, Ortiz or Baby Miller?
To be honest, I would rather see him. I want to see him shut Big Baby up, so I'd rather see him fight Big Baby.
All right. See, that's the attractive.
That doesn't mean I wouldn't pay for him to see Ortiz, because I've seen that fight. That's a great fight.
But you want Big Baby's at the top of the list right now over Ortiz.
Because that nigga won't shut up.
That's right. We want to see that. You know, he's being honest, though. We want to see somebody shut the mouth. Big Baby Miller's very vocal. He's been out there talking smack. That's the fight. That's the fight right
But now. I also want Wilder to fight Ortiz, because motherfuckers be like, well, Wilder should have stopped the fight when Wilder got hurt. They want to see him shut him up like they did with Stewart, because he went the whole time.
You very quickly, Nez, you said numbers don't lie, but there appears to be over 200 people watching and only 45 thumbs up or some shit.
Well, this is the only place those numbers lie at. These guys, they don't like us. We're like Wilder, you know what I mean? They watch us, but they don't like us.
So we're doing 2.2 million views right now, and we've only got 4,500. That's not a good percentage. Let's get these thumbs up, people. Come on.
Let's go out to Gary in Dallas, Texas. What up, Gary?
What's going on, man? And look, I'm fine if Wilder fights Ortiz again. I feel like we already know the outcome. Ortiz can't get on the inside of Wilder, so he'll just get knocked out again, and he'll probably get knocked out quicker this time. But this thing would bomb as a pay-per-view, because we already know the winner. We already saw the fight, and it's not like Ortiz could do anything different, right? He can't get on the inside. So, I mean, what did Triple G do with David Lemieux? What did Andre Ward and Kovalev do? About 150,000 pay-per-view sales?
Yep.
I mean, that's probably what you're looking at. I'd say between 150 and 170 at $70 a pop, about $10 million, $12 million.
Yeah, but according to Mike's logic, those were middleweights. These are heavyweights. Heavyweights bring out the casuals. Casuals spend they open their wallet.
And none of them have the personality or charisma that Deontay Wilder has or Big Baby Miller has.
Sure. When was the last time an American heavyweight did this big kid with your numbers?
I already went through that, Gary. I already went through that.
It's been a while.
No, so it's been 20 years. So why do you still think American heavyweights bring out the pay-per-view numbers when they haven't done that?
I mean, we're waiting for that star, man. We have 326 million people in the United States. It's a huge market just in the United States alone. It's not crazy to think that he can do good numbers.
And the great thing about our history, the great thing about our history is it always repeats itself.
And, you know, being as the social media too. Go right ahead, Grayson.
He could do numbers with Baby Miller. I think he could do 300,000 to 400,000 with Big Baby Miller. Because Baby Miller is from New York. He's got a natural fan base. Like King Kong Ortiz, I think he's a good fighter. But he doesn't have a fan base. He already lost. He's 39. I mean, I'm fine with the fight. Like, the first fight was competitive enough where you can do it again. But like, we already know the outcome. And Ortiz doesn't have a huge following. He doesn't really have any following.
So you're not buying
himself. I'll buy it. But
hilarious.
I bought Crawford and Postal. I was one of the 50,000 people.
So
shit! So Americans do throw money out. Jesus.
Yo, so did I. I bought that shit for Crawford. You know why? Because I wanted to support. At the end of the day, it's like, and look, I supported him in that 50,000. And look at where he's at today. Now people think he's pound for pound. So I'm okay with him I'm okay with him bombing.
Yeah, you're all going to buy design. You're all going to buy design.
I'm going to get the zone one way or another. Listen, I was going to buy ESPN, but shout out to my listener that hooked me up and just gave me his motherfucking password.
Get him. But who are we kidding?
I'm gonna get Rob's the zone password. Fuck that. We all going ham.
We ain't getting the zone.
Rob, we about to go five ways on that. Oh, we're gonna pay like 60 cents a piece.
Eddie ain't giving him a pro bono design.
Sky Sports are getting a good end of this deal as well. You know, we're getting all the American fights and obviously our English fights that you're getting, but we're getting them as part of our Sky subscription.
I don't know.
Around 4 or 5 in the morning, though.
I don't know about none of that head movement that you know, Rob just tried to hit us with. All I heard was
head movement.
We still going half on your DAZN account.
I'm not going to have the app. It's not going to be available here. I can't get the app.
Why can't you get it?
Because it's a U.S. streaming service.
All right. So what about the fights that are Charlo's? You don't get to watch?
Yeah, we're getting them on our Sky Sports subscription. So whatever US fights,
DAZN is part of Sky somehow.
No. Just whatever lands on DAZN is going to be on the Sky Sports end as well.
So like
Sky has Matchroom, DAZN has Matchroom. So whatever fights they show, both will get. And the reason why you can't stream the DAZN over in the UK is because the UK internet is like totally different than the US. It's not totally open. So there's limits to what you can look at.
Get the fuck out of this.
My thing is this. DAZN is a streaming app, right? That is supposed to be like ESPN and has content on demand. So why would they allow Sky to stream the same content or share that? I don't get it.
Because they don't have a territory in the UK.
But again, why don't they have a territory in the UK if allegedly, you know, amongst us, we believe or we're like waiting to see is the Charlo's going to sign in DAZN. So now they're going to be U.S. fighting fighters on DAZN. I'm sure Robbie wants to see it again. If I'm DAZN, why am I giving Sky unless Sky's paying me? That makes perfect sense.
I'm sure some deal's been struck.
Distribute to the UK, then that's different.
But you're not understanding. These fighters won't be signing to DAZN directly. They'll be signing to Matchroom.
Yeah, but their fights will be streamed on DAZN.
Yes, but
to the US public, to the United States.
All right. Well, we're off topic anyway. Let's get to some callers. This is ridiculous. Gary, goodbye. We're going to the 773. Is this fight, Doctor? I don't even know. 773 Chicago. What up?
Hey, can you hear me?
We hear you with all the background noise. Who's this?
Oh, man, this is Scott.
Scott.
Oklahoma. Is that good?
That's good. Way better.
No background noise?
No background noise.
All right. Look, I'm gonna be quite honest with the how Wilder, you know, pay-per-view debut should be. It should be with Baby Miller. I don't think it should be with Ortiz. But the undercard gotta be nice. It can't just be some weak-ass undercard and then Big Baby Miller and Wilder. I think that has been the biggest issue with United States pay-per-view fights in boxing. It's just weak-ass undercards with the main event. So if they could somehow pull off a good undercard with Wilder and Miller, I think Wilder will become a pay-per-view star. But it has to be right. It has to be perfect. And with the PBC fighters, I think you can make it happen. That's all.
I mean, I like his idea, but it also makes the budget bigger. Most of these PBC fighters are, you know, $1 and $2 million fighters. So now you're talking about $2 million for an A side, $500,000 for a B side or less. You know, a lot of these B sides get less. But you're just spreading more money and then putting more burden on the shoulders to sell more pay-per-views. But like the caller said, it could also help sell pay-per-views. You know what I mean? Maybe a Mikey Earl on the undercard in December.
Whoa.
Even though that's a lose-lose situation for Earl, like, you know, you got to beat the shit out of Mikey to get any credit, and C, No, B, like, you got to beat the shit out of Mikey to get any credit, because we expect you to beat Mikey. Mikey is the one that gets all the you know, the juice.
I think you can find fighters and put on that card for, like, a little bit cheaper than a Mikey and an Earl, though. There's some competitive young talent.
You got it. Remember when? No. You said history repeats itself. Let me remind you, because I know boxing fans are fickle, and that's not a direct throw at
none taken.
It's in general, right? Because Mayweather Canelo was as good as it was, and people forget that it did 2.4. They quickly forget that my boy Danny Garcia beat the shit out of Matisse on that undercard. He's the one that beat the shit out of Matisse first. You know what I'm saying? Sent them home with a donut. You know what I'm saying? Matisse knocked his mouthpiece in the stands. But guess what? Everybody remember that. And let me remind y'all that it was a rumor $3 million that Danny got for that fight back then. Okay, back
damn.
Then. Yeah.
Yeah. His pull on money got way
he's been making that cake. He's been making that cake.
But that Floyd Mayweather budget a little bit different than a Wilder budget would be.
Hell yeah, it's different. That's why Richard Schaefer was able to find the money to pay Danny and Lucas on that undercard. Remember, Schaefer was in charge of that too, but Schaefer's back. He's back. Speaking of back, we have been back all day, and now it's time to go.
We're about to go train with the MIDI.
Oh, team MIDI. We got Texas.
Hashtag Team MIDI. The storm is coming.
Charles, what's up, brother? My bad.
Yo, what's up? Can you hear me?
We hear you. Where you calling it from?
London.
London. London Bridge is about to fall down.
What the fuck is you doing?
You gotta get off speakerphone or whatever you got going on over there, buddy.
Well, can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we'll deal with it. Go for it.
Yeah, so no, I was just saying, it looks like you lot got my super chats. It's good that you lot got Eddie Hearn straight off the bat, and you lot will get that right. But what I really wanted to say is that how many pay-per-views does Wilder need to do for him to kind of increase his stock in the Joshua fight? It's a sad state of US boxing, and because that's when and as much as kind of we like to dig at Eddie Hearn, one thing I must say about Eddie Hearn is when I buy the pay-per-views, I'm not just buying it to watch Joshua. I'm watching the whole card, because normally the shows he puts on, top to bottom, good fights. And when the zone pops off, which it will, you're not going to respect him, man.
I respect him, bro. Remember, I've been telling Wilder to take the Dillian White fight. He thinks he needed it to be in the contract, and in actuality, you don't need that, because you beat the shit out of Dillian White, and the public themselves would demand for Anthony Joshua to defend his countrymen.
Especially if you do it over in England.
Hell yeah, but he hard-headed, man. You know what I'm saying? I'd have been went over there and beat the brakes off that motherfucker. He's sloppy as hell. Yo, people call Wilder wild. What the fuck is Dillian White? He's wild and physically sloppy. Titties be all over the place and shit. Oh. Wilder's gonna beat the brakes off that boy whenever it happens. Oh. Believe that.
Anyway, shout out to the hipster. Don't know where he is today. And you don't need to get Georgie Porgy on the show, man. I pay to get Georgie Porgy on the show.
You're gonna have to make him a ringer, because he don't like to wait. He always think people fucking putting him on timeout. He's like a fucking baby. This dude sent me a death threat email the other day. Like,
what the fuck?
Reptilian.
No, he's like, I swear to God, if you don't fucking ban Kaz from the chat indefinitely, TBV will go down. And he's like, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm ready to get the fuck out of here. Like,
oh, my God.
He's like, oh, shit. It's on. I'm like, yo, you're insane. Yo, shout out to B. Paulie. I seen one of your comments earlier. I was going to fucking say it. It wasn't a super chat, but it definitely
B. is. B. Paulie didn't do a super chat.
Nah, man, shout out to Georgie Porgy
Texaria, what do you got going on here, man? What are we calling you? TC? Is TC
Texas,
better?
Texas, man. Texas.
Texas-y.
That shit don't say Texas. That's there, me. But I hear you. All right, Texas in London, thank you for calling in, my friend. I can't find B. Paulie's other message. It was pretty good, though.
Man, shout out to Georgie Porgy for channeling his inner Stan.
Georgie Porgy.
Oh, sent me an email like, Rooney's born.
He,
How many O's did he put on? Yo!
You get that.
Comedy people!
You get that email. Trouble coming.
That's the most crazy shit I ever heard.
Georgie was getting motherfucking gin and juice early and shit in the crib. That's why his voice so raspy.
Did it say, kind regards, share, support, donate? But anyway, I'm going to say Wilder does pay-per-view. He makes it a good success. And, you know, it builds towards getting the fight that we really want. And then we can watch it all together on a pay-per-view. And end this entire saga with a big Union Jack waving this side of the pond.
Yo, look at Carlton Palmer in the chat. DAZN takeover begins
tomorrow. Yeah, very quick. There should be a stream for that tomorrow. 12:30, I think, Eastern time. 5:30 in the UK.
I'm so excited with that.
Oh, I'm pumping it. If I could pick up a fucking check for this, I'm doing it. and I'm seeing little dribs and drabs coming in and all rumors, little reports. I don't know. There's some exciting names getting popped out there, or pet names maybe we didn't think that Eddie could maybe get straight away. But
I don't know. I heard that Anthony Joshua was showing up to the DAZN New York City press conference to mask and cover the fact that all the signings are trash.
Oh, well, I think this is my very quick theory.
You know, that's the hate on the Reddit forums and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not like a real source. Okay.
But for real, AJ, tomorrow, please, have a camera on you. Sign that contract right on the big screen. Everyone there can see it. AJ's signing it.
No one cares about that $15 million contract.
I know, but sit on his look chair. Down the camera, say some fucking cool shit, and then flip the table like Chisora and just fucking walk out.
Put that contract on the rack when he go bench press.
And Ness, whatever you do, man, whatever the DAZN meeting is happening, press conference is happening, go to the nearest 5-star hotel and wait in the lobby.
Why?
To get your AJ interview.
Yeah, early in the morning, like around 6-7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, catch him in a good mood.
We ain't gonna make it because I'm not going if Doomy don't go, and Doomy ain't going.
I'm going. We going to this one,
Doomy. You've got to make this happen.
I got your back, Ness.
Oh, God.
I was
left alone to battle with Eddie and his three henchmen.
Nah, not this time.
Ness, do you want, seeing as Middy's in town, do you want Middy to come and have your back, or do you want Doomy to have your back?
Middy, I want Middy. Because he's punctual.
Because you're only as good as your last fight.
Hey, Robbie. I'm gonna task you as getting Randy to sign under 200 pounds.
Yeah,
you're gonna be my promoter for this Border Wars. All right, I'm signing over.
I'm shaming you into making weight.
These papers.
That's it. At Ness Heyman, I'm a free agent now.
Yeah, really?
Because I can't deal with Doomy Guzman.
Yeah.
Always weight.
Well, stop killing my boy.
You know, with the name Robbie Hearn, we can always get around it. A little bit of fast talking.
Matty Claire, you made it. I hope I made your day. Ness, please stay away from Hearn. You made yourself look like a prick last time.
Oh, wow.
I was rooting for Dick, man. I'm going to try.
On. You only got a prick there, Ness. Come on. You must try harder.
That's the whole point.
So Ness is Keith flying up tomorrow?
Oh shit, Stone Cold Ness, take your head guard because Eddie beat the shit out of you last time. Is Keith flying up tomorrow? I don't know. Unless
that was only round one. There was only round one.
I ain't hear no bell. Right? That's how I'm gonna start my interview when I see Eddie. I'm gonna be like, yo, Eddie.
I ain't hear no Eddie.
Yeah, keep an eye out for, you know, private jets are flying in.
I'm gonna ask your questions, Wayne. All you gotta do is type them in the chat.
Yeah, well, I think if you want your questions asked, you should maybe just attach a little super chat with it.
$1.99.
Like, you know, it's like the Patreon questions that we got fired at Wilder and things like that. The Patreon members had their questions answered by Deontay. So
did we have any 5-star reviews since the last one?
No, we get updated every Sunday. But I'm going to go ahead and peace out on you guys. See you guys next week, yeah. I mean, which is tomorrow.
Feels like a week, right? How many shows do you do a day? Man, hit that thumbs up. Work.
We're doing the do. Doing the do.
Bye. Bye.
Peace out.
Boom, squad.